学习英语。Listen and share. 知行哈哈糖。
Don't sell that cow. 别卖那头牛。
The wise old mother superior was dying. The nuns gathered around her bed, trying to make her comfortable. They gave her some warm milk to drink, but she refused it. Then, one nun took the glass back to the kitchen, remembering a bottle of whiskey received as a gift the previous Christmas. She opened it and poured a generous amount into the warm milk.Back at Mother Superior's bed, she held the glass to her lips. Mother drank a little, then a little more, then, before they knew it, she had drunk the whole glass down to the last drop. Mother, Mother, the nuns cried, give us some wisdom before you die. She raised herself up in bed with a pious look on her face.And pointing out the window, she said, Don't sell that cow!
睿智的老女修道院长处在了弥留之际，修女们聚集在她的病床边，想办法让她舒适地离去。他们给她喝温好的牛奶，但是被她拒绝了。这时，一个修女拿着杯子去了厨房，还记得去年圣诞节他们收的礼物当中有瓶 whisky。他打开瓶子，往牛奶里倒了大半杯，之后他回到老院长的床边，为他喝杯子里的东西。老院长喝了一小口，又一大口，大家伙儿都还不知道这个修女到底做了什么，但是院长已经喝光了整杯的奶。院长，院长，修女们哭着说，把你的智慧赐给我们吧。老院长直起身子，虔诚地指着窗外说，千万别卖那头牛。
Tell you more.
来讲解一下相关的语言点。Mother Superior, 女修道院长，也可以是 Mother's Superior。在修道院，修女称呼院长为 Mother， 修女之间称呼用 Sister。Gather around her bed， 聚集在床边。Around 是在什么什么周围、四周的意思，例如。Look around you before crossing the street. 在横过马路的时候，先朝各方面看一看。Gather around 就是团团围住。The previous Christmas 上一个圣诞节。The previous 先前的，相当于 the former。如果要说下一个圣诞节，就要用 the next。A generous amount 大量的。An amount of 意思是一些。这里用 generous 修饰，意思是大量的，也可以是 a large amount of。 To the last drop， 一滴不留，这个是固定的用法，非正式的说法。 Wisdom， W-I-S-D-O-M， 智慧。 Pious， P-I-O-U-S， 虔诚的。好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。